Okay, so it's our favorite time of the day, the time for Rabbi Nachman to teach us some of his wisdom from his book Sefer Midot, book on good character traits. So today, Rabbi Nachman is talking about Eretz Yisrael, a great topic to always talk about. And I saw three really interesting comments in Rabbi Nachman. So first of all, Rabbi Nachman says, "Aidei yeshivat Eretz Yisrael, through settling the land of Israel, masigin hashkachat Hashem itbarach al olam. We understand how God runs the world." Where does Rabbi Nachman get this? That through settling in Eretz Yisrael, we understand God's divine providence. So perhaps, I'm just thinking aloud, it's connected to the idea that the Torah says that Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Asher Tamid Enei Hashem Elokecha Bo, the land where God's eyes are always over it. God is always watching over Eretz Yisrael especially. And through Eretz Yisrael, he then looks at the whole world. So then makes a lot of sense that one would be able to feel God's presence more palpably in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Nachman always talks about his love for Eretz Yisrael, and it just makes a lot of sense that you'd be able to feel God's providence more, especially in Yerushalayim, especially in the Old City. Something that I personally have experienced, and I think it's true. The next chiddush, according to Rabbi Nachman, lefi achidush adam chadesh b'Torah, according to the new ideas a person picks in Torah, ken nimshach lo he'ara mekdusha der Yisrael. He takes upon himself the holiness of Eretz Yisrael in accordance with the Torah that he learns, the new Torah. Again, where is Rabbi Nachman getting this from? I'm guessing, and this is why this is fun, because it's just my guess, that he's connecting himself to the concept that ki mitzion tietzei Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim, from Yerushalayim comes forth the Torah. So if a person is having new ideas in Torah, it's connected to Eretz Yisrael, which is the wellspring of insights, and of course Eretz Yisrael and Torah are very, very connected. Finally, through the yearning that a person has for the Eretz Yisrael, that's how much will be his parnasa, his money. So why is it that yearning for Eretz Yisrael will somehow bring a person money? I'm not sure. I have a lot of thoughts about this, but I would love to hear if anybody else has any ideas. What is it about yearning for the land of Israel that that somehow brings down the blessing into our lives? So if anyone has any ideas, please WhatsApp me, text me, email me, keithflax@gmail.com. And either way, we should be zocha to yearn for Eretz Yisrael, to have chidushim in the Torah, and to see God's providence in our lives. And have an amazing day full of love for Eretz Yisrael and for HaKadosh Baruch Hu.